For the last week and a half, WUWM has been reporting on youth violence, the causes and the solutions. Many of the people we've talked to told us how important it is for kids to have mentors who show them the right way to live. WUWM's Annalise Henzel visited a program where adults are teaching young kids how to think through their decisions before making them.
All right, let's finish. We're going to get through this because we've got another group.
Charles Reese works for Safe and Sound, a Milwaukee organization with a mission to reduce violence. As part of his job, he's visiting a public school on the near north side once a week. Today, he's sitting in a circle surrounded by about 20 fourth grade boys. He's asked them to ponder a question.
Childhood to manhood, what do that mean to you growing up? What stages do you see? What barriers do you see?
Many of the boys already consider themselves the man of the house because their father isn't around. But Reese says they need to think about specifics. What decisions do they need to make at school and in their home life in order to work toward a future? He calls on the boys one at a time. Some take a while to answer. Reese tells everyone else to be patient and polite while each boy is putting together his thoughts.
You should think like this when you're ready to do something that gets you in trouble in school. The way you're thinking right now, you should think hard just like that instead of just doing it.
After about an hour, the so-called peacemaking circle ends. Then about 15 boys 1 year older from the fifth grade take their turn. Their subject this week is peer pressure. What do you do if a gang member threatens to beat you up, if you refuse to join the gang or sell drugs for gang members?
If somebody threatened me to try to kill me,
or hurt you. Let's say hurt you. Let's not go that extreme.
You trying to hurt me like you, like bats, whatever.
Whatever. Jump you, whatever. How would you handle yourself?
You're my cousins, so y'all gonna be strapped. So when y'all run up, you'll get shot.
What y'all laughing at is real, though, because that's how it happened. I was hoping for different answers, but I respect an honest answer, though, because more than likely, that's what happened. Y'all get strapped up with your family members. Now you done put other people into the situation. And it may not always be the best solution.
The same boy also gives a disturbing answer to another question. He says he'd take a gun if gang members offered it to him. He says he'd use it to protect his family because he lives in a neighborhood where gunshots ring out nightly. Reese isn't surprised by the response, but he hopes to change the boy's attitude by introducing him to a visitor who's joined the circle this week. He's an 18-year-old named Christopher Wilkins, who used to run with a rough crowd. Wilkins points out a scar on his leg.
No, for real, come here. Get down on one knee.
One knee?
Yeah,
like
for real.
Bed?
No, I don't gain nothing. For real, just get down on one knee.
Like
I'm serious, yeah. Now, I want to take a look at this. You know what this is?
The bullet mark?
That's from gangs. That's from fighting, trying to get out of something. Now, this would have never happened if I wouldn't have got up and grabbed my cousins. Like, I just bring you over here. Now you in my situation. Now you see what I'm saying? Once they see you with me, they figure you out to get them too. That's why I say, is it certain things you got to let go, little homie? Okay?
Wilkins says he's here today to help other kids because it was a peacemaking circle at his school that got him out of trouble.
I'm in a neighborhood where it's like, if you're not like a part of something, they'll consider you as like a nobody, or they'll figure like you a pushover. So, I wasn't really appreciating being pushed over. So I felt I had to be in a certain crowd to like get respect, protection from the neighborhood, and things like that. But as I figured it out, like with the peace circles, you don't need friends, like to or a certain group of people, to do you or be successful in something you want to do. If I'd never been to this circle, I really don't know where I'd be today, or. I probably do know, but it wouldn't be nowhere good.
The organizers of the Peacemaking Circle also hold similar gatherings for adults, including former prisoners who are returning to the community after many years behind bars. They're often dealing with the same issues as the children because they never learned how to make good decisions and steer clear of violence. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.